Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hello and welcome to Coast to Crypt, the podcast. I'm Tanner, your host. And with me today is Amanda.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Amanda.
What are we talking about today?
What are you telling me, Amanda?
I have no idea. You tell me. You're the one that did the script.
I didn't write the script. I have a writer for me.
What did he or she write?
Well, we don't know their gender.
That's why I said he or she.
Or there's also they.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Non-binary. Get on.
For no reason whatsoever.
I should. Huh? I should, really.
You should just open it up and say, let's talk today about nipples and their meaning on society.
How it's unfair that. Fine, I'm not getting into that. Not that type of podcast.
Yes. From crypto sightings to crop circles, the Mexican state of Hidalgo has experienced some very mysterious events recently. So that's our subject for today's episode.
Hidalgo.
It's Spanish.
Okay, and weird names to pronounce. Because we are unfamiliar with the language.
I'm familiar with the language.
Not Spanish. It's from Mexico.
It's phonetic.
Huh?
It's phonetic.
Stupid. What?
If you say it like it looks, astute. Or astute. That's astute listeners. Or peche.
You agree in the first place.
Okay. Astute listeners may recall the story reported on the cryptid known as the Nahgul that we first reported on in the Campeche episode. Well, it seems our cryptid has moved a little further north to the state of Hidalgo.
The Mexican daily NB News?
Yeah, I think she made a typo.
Okay. Reported that dozens of residents of Soledad del Diablo, a town located about 30 kilometers inland from the port of Verchest.
Verchest.
There you go. On the Gulf Coast, went on the hunt for a Na'ul last Monday night.
Men, women, and children armed rocks, shovels, and guns left their homes to kill or drive away the mythical creature that, according to legend, is half human, half animal, drinks human blood, and causes all manner of ills, including disease.
The search for the shapeshifter was broadcasted on Facebook Live as frightened residents congregated around a palm tree where someone said the creature was hiding.
Dogs barked frantically as people pointed flashlights into the frauds. When one person said he saw the Na'ul, defying it as a gray mass, another began firing a pistol into the area in which the imaginary creature was said to be hiding.
Be careful, he can do something to you. I don't know what might happen, shouted a frightened woman.
At one point, the man filming the 28-minute long video, which has recorded more than 35,000 views, claimed that the Na'ul has flown away.
Yeah, then. Meanwhile, the gunshots drew the attention of police, who asked people not to fire.
Oh, yeah. People shooting at nothing. Or is gun firing near, like, yeah, the public area.
Asked people not to fire guns into the air and to return to their homes and respect coronavirus protocols.
Well, this is recent.
Very recent, because corona's been around only since last March.
The legend of the Na'ul is linked to pre-Columbian shamanism. And the word is derived from the word Na'uli, which means sorcerer or magician. In Mayan, Toltec, and Mexican cultures, the mythical creature plays different roles and can appear as a jaguar, coyote, hummingbird, or owl, among other animals. Signs of Na'uls and other mythical creatures are relatively common across Mexico.
In April of this year, residents of a small town in Chiapas were kept awake for several nights by the howling of a Na'ul. It claimed it's half man and half wolf, and offered photos of claw marks on the ground as proof. Which is not really proof.
Yeah, it is.
It could have been from any animal making claw marks.
One looks like something, a human foot with claws. And in June, residents of Arica, also in Chiapas, captured a man who ran on all fours as they chased him through town. Video footage shown the partially clothed man, in which appeared to be a jail cell, making strange braying noises and attempting to bite the bars.
Britain say he was a Na'ul and used witchcraft to turn themselves into a wolf at night, while some internet users believe the video is proof that the other creature exists. Others suggest drugs, not witchcraft, were responsible for his odd behavior.
I wouldn't. That'd be a solid assumption to make. But
you can't tell if someone's on drugs with just looking at them. You have to kind of see if that's his personality or not, or what's going on.
Whatever the truth of the science may be, it seems the residents of one Hidalgo town won't be sleeping peacefully for some time to come as they maintain their worry vigil.
So, poor people.
Thoughts, Amanda?
I don't think it's real, but at the same time, with everyone believing in the superstitions and different mythological creatures, I mean, they have a right to be afraid because that's their belief. I mean, anything is possible, but some of it seems a little far-fetched to me, but again, anything's possible. You?
Sounds very much like a werewolf story.
Yeah, just different name for it.
Or maybe not werewolf, but what was that one dude in the druid, I mean, like, shapeshift into a bear.
I've been reading a series where this chick turns into a coyote, yeah, and she's living around with a bunch of werewolves.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's a good book.
That's what's crazy? Great deals I'm about to tell you about right now.
Definitely. What kind of deals are we looking at?
Well, we got to talk about Sincere.
Sincere? What's Sincere?
They're a clothing brand.
They actually have pretty nice clothing. I like the sweaters. Definitely like the skull sweater.
They got stuff for women. So, we're going through this website here. What's the website, Amanda?
Veneer.
Vincere Wears. Vincere. Wears.com.
But no, they have home. They have things for the house. They have clothes for both men and women, which is great, especially if you need a gift coming up.
A new summer summer collection.
That make money, not friends. Both true and sad, but you need your friends.
This is cool, like lime, like mint green hoodie.
With the flower on it.
Flower, yeah.
I like the crop top. The sweater crop top. That's a cute crop top for someone who has a summer body.
Yeah, like you. I like this scrap shirt. It's chevron polo.
I like the one that's pink with the with the guns. Kind of.
Pink, yeah. I like that.
They have nice sunglasses, nice hats. They have clothing for pretty much everyone.
They also have some new arrivals that came in.
Lots of hats, lots of sweatshirts, t-shirts, crop tops, halters.
That bomber jacket.
That is a nice jacket. What is it made out of? Yeah, demon skin bomb jacket. Bomber jacket. Yes. I would kindly buy that in every color. Polyester.
This
and cotton.
It's really nice. I wonder if it's like 100% high quality cotton polyester.
And the inside is polyester. There is no hood. It is zipper. But it's gorgeous. I would definitely check out Vizier.
While you're at Vizier and you decide to VizierWares.com.
And you go check them out and you put something in your cart. We do have a promo code for you.
Yes, thank you.
So let's see what the promo code is.
It's for 25% off your order. Code word cozy_25 at checkout.
Don't forget cozy_25 for 25% off of Vizier. And we hope you guys find something that you like.
Yeah, helps. Thank you.
And now back to our scheduled podcast. All right. In July 2009, yeah, I was about to say 2019, but it's 2009, a crop circle that resembled an ancient Mayan shape appeared in a wheat field in England.
Okay, we're in Hidalgo. So why are we talking about England?
But there may be a...
An ancient main... Can I finish?
Okay. Yeah, don't cut me off, rude. The curious Mayan-looking crop circle begs the question, are there similar such phenomena occurring in Mexico?
According to Wikipedia. All hail. Wikipedia.
Sorry, I'm just joking on my drink.
A crop circle crop formation... a crop circle or corn circle is a pattern created by flattening crops, usually cereal. The term was first coined in the early 1980s by Colin Andrews.
Crop circles have been described as off-balling within the range of all the sort of thing done in hoaxes by Tanner Edis, professor Sykes at Truman State University. Although obscure natural causes or alien origins of crop circles are suggested by Fritz's theorists, there is no such scientific evidence for such explanation. And all crop circles are consistent with human causation.
So,
still me?
No, still it's me. So what you're saying is, if I'm reading this right and listening to you right, There's no proof that aliens cause these crop circles exist.
There's no scientific evidence, yeah. None whatsoever.
And there's more, it's more process.
More human-based.
Yeah. The online
encyclopedia.
Goes on to say that formations are usually created overnight. Many of the curious would disagree with the Wikipedia's hard stance that all crop circles are consistent with human causation. Some crop circles have been debunked as hoaxes, while others have no reasonable explanation as to how or why they were formed. Oftentimes, they pop up quickly with great detail in their designs, which make it virtually impossible to create by humans.
Crop circles have been appearing in fields since the 1670s in Europe with a strong concentration in Great Britain. The strange powers were attributed to early on in England create a creature called the Mulling Devil. Crop circles started to become more frequently seen in the late 1970s and the phenomenon became worldwide.
Wow. Double. Only double. Unless you have one of those around here. Damn town was never damn grass ever. In Spanish, they are called agrogamas. And while they were rumors of crop circles in the Mexican state of Hidalgo, dating back to the late 1990s, what may have been the first thoroughly documented crop circle incident in Mexican history happened in the year 2005.
So about 16 years.
Remember that?
No.
Remember that?
No.
In the year 2000. And Conan O'Brien and the guy was like a joke.
A small field of oats in the state of Manchego outside the state capital city of Morelia. A group of 10 figures, mostly circular formations, were first seen at dawn on Sunday, May 1st, 2005. The oats stalks, approximately 3 feet tall at the time, were matted down, not broken, but bent in a characteristic spiral pattern in those formations. Out of the 10 figures, there were 3 circles and measured from 120 feet to just 3 feet across. The non-circle formation seemed random and haphazard and were not arranged in any disciplined way. No one saw anyone enter the fields that night, and there were no traces that any of the oat stalks were trampled by people walking to the area of the Argamas.
Wow. That's it. So, how would you push...
How would you bend the oat stalks?
Oat stalks, they won't break. And do...
And not leave footprints or any trace. That's kind of weird. Unless they did it by something in the air, like an airplane or something. That, but then that still could cause those stalks.
So, think probably like a helicopter would be more.
A type of.
Oh, like a hover, a plane.
Okay, something that flies. How's that?
Like a helicopter.
Sure. You kind of knew where I was going with that.
Hey, hit me again, lady. People.
I am not.
Oh, here he goes again. Stop it.
I am not beating him, everyone. I'm tickling him. I'm trying to get some type of reaction out of him. Smile.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
A local paranormal investigation group out of Morelia called La Esfera Azul, or the Blue Orb, in English, submitted the failed stalks of oats to a chemical analysis, but that was inconclusive. This crop circle event attracted little attention, and very little information exists about it outside a member of the La Esfera Azul group. We're talking to the host of a paranormal television show out of Spain. Local newspapers didn't bother to carry the story at all. The opposite occurred in October of 2012. The massive crop circles that appeared in the oat field outside Tetuquixeyac in the Mexican state of Mexico received national television attention. News of the crop circle first appeared on the Mexican television program Mujeres, a segment of a show called La Otra Realidad, or in English, The Other Reality.
Sorry.
The hostess of the show interviewed Mexican UFO researcher Johan Diaz Vargas to talk about this unusual anomaly, complete with helicopter news footage. Crop circle measured over 1,000 feet across, and the design included 5 overlapping and bended circles surrounding by a ring of small triangles.
Interesting.
That is amazing. Is someone hoaxed that? That's amazing.
Yeah, especially because that's a lot of detail and a lot of freaking
area. It's like
1,000
area feet
to cover.
Yeah.
I would not want to do that. No, thank you.
I'd have to not do it, but still get credit for it.
I would love to see what it looked like.
We can probably look at it. We can do it now and get our reactions on the thing. Well, tell us about your...
Ketone drink,
yeah.
I've been drinking... Yes, I have started to sell Keto OS Snack. It actually helps with mental focus, It helps with your caffeine addiction. I've lost 3 pounds from it. I stopped drinking soda and coffee, which is my true addiction in life, as Tanner can tell you. I drink coffee like there's no tomorrow.
I love coffee. Never stopped drinking coffee. Only communists don't drink coffee.
And I guess I'm one, because with these ketones, I don't drink coffee anymore. And America. I feel 1,000 America. Times better. I sleep better.
No.
And I don't have
president.
To eat right away first thing in the morning.
Not my person. Bell. South Rouse again.
But if you guys want, go check out luca9321.ketoshop.com. And right now they're doing a sale, which will probably be over by the time we air this. But they're doing 30% off their seasonal and 22% off their original flavors. But if you do an auto subscription, you pay $101 versus $130. And if you want, comment down below trial and we will give you information on some trial packs. And whoever signs up for a trial pack first will get a free little gift inside.
So what's the code? You have a...
There is no code. It's just what the sale is right now. But like I said, it's probably gonna be over by the time this airs because it's the Memorial Day sale.
Oh no.
But you can still get a discounted price if you do an auto subscription. That happens every month. You can pick different flavors. There's strawberry peach, there's splash, there's heart tart. There's all kinds of flavors. My favorite's lime time. But again, if you guys want to try a trial pack, comment down below for some information on it. And the first 10 subscribers to get a trial pack will get a little prize.
Everyone, if you even know my name, you'll buy this stuff.
But yes.
You'll buy it now.
Okay. The so, shop is...
Why are you still here? Why are you still listening to this podcast? Why aren't you on the phone talking to your bank about taking out a loan to buy this stuff?
I need to take out a loan. That's too much. But so it really does give you a lot of mental clarity. It helps with focus.
Yeah.
My coworker said I was less chaotic on that than coffee. And that's saying something because I drink coffee every day. Yeah. And I stopped when I started drinking this. But it is called Keto OS Nat. And the website is luca9321.ketoneshop.com. And yes, I named it after my dog.
I was continuing on to... And thank you for informing us about that wonderful opportunity, Amanda. We appreciate you and your company.
I appreciate you. Hopefully you guys check it out. And like I said, comment down below. And we'll give you guys some information on it. Let's get back to this interesting topic of crop circles. I kind of find them pretty cool.
You're the hostess.
I remember that. Thought I did. Even I didn't. Anyway, the hostess and Vargas tried to interpret the meaning. They both agreed that the design looked like a sun or two suns or possibly two planets in an eclipse.
What?
I can't wait to see that eclipse coming up. With the blood moon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Anyway, off topic, sorry. Gosh,
that's a girl.
Within a week, the first famous crop circle had been trampled out of existence as locals and curious seekers from throughout Mexico descended on the oat field by thousands. Choking on Dr. Pepper, he's not dying. Farris has emphasized in his interview that crop circles were to become more commonplace in Mexico. The Mexicans should behave more like the people in Britain, they have established culture around this phenomenon. When a crop circle appears in England, curious people wait for professional investigators and other researchers to survey the crop, to survey the circle and conduct the appropriate tests.
Wow, that's a
mouthful.
That is a maybe Eclipse hypothesis is interesting. Mm-hmm. I thought too. The 2012 crop circle at Tuxtepec was such a novel thing that people really did not know how to react to it. Apparently, the famous October 2012 crop circle happened in the midst of a small wave that occurred in the same area. A total of seven smaller designs appeared in various local fields at different times, all much smaller than the large one at Tuxtepec.
The next major crop circle event that appeared in Mexico, and perhaps the most famous, took place outside of Texcoco, about 15 miles from Mexico City, on Christmas Eve of 2014. Series of crop circles not only garnered a great deal of local attention, but it received international recognition as well.
In a field of barley, curious shapes appeared overnight with a grain stalks bent and not broken, as in characteristic of the crop circle phenomenon. These shapes in the field were far from circles, though. It appeared more erratic and random, with no discernible patterns. Shapes seemed so haphazard that they are difficult to describe with words. People flock to the area to see the mysterious shapes and carnival-like atmosphere immediately developed. As in common in Mexico with unexpected events that attract large amounts of visitors, vendors selling gorditas and tamales to hungry curiosity seekers joined balloon sellers and entrepreneurs with coolers full of bottled waters and soft drinks.
Tamales sound really freaking good, right?
Dude, tamales are on Mexican rollies.
Yeah, I know. It's made with corn husk.
Yeah. They're amazing.
I know. Making me want some. Locus estimated that over 10,000... Where?
Wake.
7 o'clock. Almost 7 o'clock at night. Oh, thank you. Anyway, Locus estimated that over 10,000 people descended onto the fields. Unlike other previous crop circles occurrences in Mexico, this one came with stories of associated paranormal activity. Local residents claimed that they had seen strange lights or orbs in the sky the night before. According to a local paper, the Texaco Police Department received an anonymous call from a woman the night before, claiming to have seen the presence of aliens in farming areas and various figures in the crops.
It was a white lady named Karen. Is that alien missing guy? Her gardener. The alien in my front yard.
Oh Lord. Alright.
While many were convinced that what appeared in the barley field was the creation of a mysterious alien race, Mexican social media erupted with stories. Goddamn word. Talked about that. Okay. Stories of drunk aliens because the designs were so terrible. Others claimed that it was all a big prank done by college kids from a nearby university. Yeah,
probably.
Some people also tied the strange hat shapes necrops, signs of the chupacabra, a terrible mythical beast or cryptid that has been lurking in the area for many years, like since 1990. It's like 30 years ago. Ain't that long.
1990, yeah, 31 years. Damn, time flies.
Yeah, dude.
It'll be 30 when we get married. Well, I'm gonna be 30 when we get married.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna be with you forever.
Forever is going to be amazing. Anywho, how a strange creature like that would carry out the work, that work is not readily expectable. Nor has the chupacabra ever been associated with crop circles. Maybe some wanted to equate the Latin American beast with the old English mowing devil.
Some locals have sided with certain scientists who believe that strong winds were responsible for strange patterns in the field. What caused these strange bursts of wind to blow apart only pieces of the barley crop in certain ways? The answer to some points to some paranormal or extraterrestrial origin to these sudden wind bursts. The whole series of patterns stretched across an area of 7 hectares.
Perhaps the most unusual crop circle related event to happen in Mexico occurred on Alessa de Carmen in the Gulf of California off the coast of Baja. Strange symbols resembling crop circles suddenly appeared to be on the beaches of this 37,000 acre island. Isla de Carmen belongs to the Leto.
A municipality of the Mexican state of Baja California.
Thank you.
Sir, and is part of Loreto Bay National Park.
Cool.
In December 2019.
2 years ago.
7 year assassin apocalypse of 2012, where the Mayan calendar ended.
Oh, Lord. That was. What do you want, dog?
I was at graduating class.
Huh?
I was at graduating class.
I graduated early. I graduated.
Oh, look, you graduated early, did you? So smart. Huh?
I am not. Dude, I can't even write a freaking paragraph with all those words. I feel like an idiot. Anywho, let's get back to this.
A helicopter passing over Isla de Carmen noticed something very strange. On some of the island's beaches, there appeared circular designs connected to each other with lines, almost resembling a drawing of an atomic structure. The shapes were of uniform width, about 40 feet across, and were perfect circles. Although these patterns did not appear in crops, their shapes are eerily reminiscent of crop circles, and their sudden appearance is baffling to researchers. Oh, wow.
Doggo.
So, while Amanda is taking her, the dog, settle down, I'll tell you about Balanzi. Balanzi is a jewelry company for men. They have chains and rings and bracelets. Right now what's trending is the compass pendant, crucifix, rope chain, and the Cuban, also the rope, the Cuban bracelet. You can save some money. Go to balanzi.com. That's balanzi.com. And
what do we have
to? You check out something at, I'm going to check out, and it'll be a little discount thing for a discount code. All you have to do is type in CozyDrip25. Yeah, say, type in CozyDrip25 for 25% off your order at balanzi.com. Dog is barking again. Sorry. Thank you. Yes, he's encouraging Balanzi. He's barking mad for the savings you get with Cozy Drip 25. Take 25% off your order at Balanzi. There we go. Alrighty. Okay. Alrighty. Oh my god. Do you want me? Wait for Amanda. Amanda, guys, sorry.
Sorry, the dog's acting like a crackhead.
You're here.
Okay. One investigator, the publisher of the UFO Sightings Daily, Scott Waring, has tied these mysterious circular sand formations to an alleged UFO base underneath the sea in the middle of the Gulf of California. Oh. In the summer of 2016, Waring discovered a strange abnormality on the seafloor using Google Maps, an 11-mile-long geometric pattern that looked too refined to be natural.
Oh, you know about USOs?
USOs?
Yes.
No.
You know what a UFO is?
Yeah, an unidentified spaceship.
Unidentified flying object.
Thank you. It's around that area.
Or they sometimes refer to them as IAPs. Or UAPs. Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Okay.
But USOs or undefined submerged objects.
Okay.
Things from under the water.
Did not even know that.
Did UFOs from this underwater base make strange formations onto the sand, or is there another earthlier explanation? National Autonomous University of Mexico, or UNAM, came out a few weeks after the photos from the helicopter pilot became public and claimed that the circles were part of a mangrove restoration project, part of an ongoing conservation effort. Many people, locals especially, allege that this is just a cover for other more clandestine or otherworldly activities, as the islands have seen no human activity on a large scale for many years.
That's it. What can explain the Isla de Calm unconnected two circles? Yeah. Or the other anomalies in fields of crop throughout Mexico. Crop circle investigations in Mexico is a relatively new field and still full of speculation and theory. Perhaps with time, secrets of these mysterious formations will reveal themselves.
Interesting. They're very much on topic with what's going on in the news today. I'm not sure if you're aware, but the Pentagon is
talking about this stuff. All right.
So in June, they're going to be talking about UFOs.
And we may be able to get some answers on it.
So, CFOs. Okay, there's only two possible explanations. Either it's a secret government thing that's happening from a different country.
Right.
Or it's extraterrestrial technology.
That's going to be an interesting
article
to read.
And with and every big government wants to get their hands on it first, because obviously they want that for big measuring contests.
Like what everyone's trying to have.
Yeah. Like with me and my followers and my listeners. Thank you, listeners. You make me feel so swole.
So what?
Swole. Swole. Let's go. Tapping. Swole. Swole. Swole.
Oh, Lord.
Swole.
Well, thank you guys for all your support and all your comments and everything that you've been doing to support this podcast.
Yes.
Hopefully soon we will have our other podcast up and running.
Yes.
But it's going to take a little time until we're together more often to kind of keep up with it.
Yes.
So,
shout out to some awesome people like
Sincere.
No, actual people.
Oh.
Like G1 Game Days. They are a Twitch channel. Their charity Twitch channel. They raise money for Extra Life.
Oh, right. I remember that. They're a great channel to watch and to support.
Yeah, so all the money goes towards Pennsylvania Children's Hospital, I believe.
Which is great. And helping kids is a phenomenal thing.
What you also do with MakeMySetup.com and use code GetCozy for 10% off your order. And all their, I think, 20% of their revenue every month goes towards charities that help support children and cancer treatment centers.
Oh, right. I remember you saying that in one of your other podcasts. Yes.
And that's GetCozy at 10%.
Yep.
That makes sense. Yeah. But also, last week we had JT on the Paranormal Sun. Yeah, or the week before. Or I think I did.
You've done many interviews the last couple weeks.
I know. I'm trying to get the godfather of cryptozoology on. I've been reading some books.
He's been reading a lot of books. I kind of feel like I've fallen behind. I was about to sneeze, first off, and I didn't want to sneeze in your face.
Sneeze in my face.
No. It's disgusting.
She did it. She sneezed in my face, everybody.
I did not. I sneezed in my shirt. Smart ass.
And,
check out your Twitch channel.
Yeah, Twitch channel. Yeah, I've been streaming.
Constantly.
Every morning.
Almost. I even streamed today. It was solid.
Like between like 11 and 2:30.
Yeah. You usually get up by 11:30. So a little after 11:30 till 2:30 before you go into work.
Yeah. So like every couple hours before work every morning.
Yep.
I'm playing Shadow War.
Yep. And I think you were playing that other game this morning.
Rocket
League.
Cars, yeah. Rocket League is fun and like short, like little.
I've been playing the anniversary of Overwatch. This is the first time I picked up a game in months.
Yeah. Playing a game with me. Chess. You got chess?
I have the board game chess. You have the board. You brought it home with you.
Oh, I have my own.
Yeah, the one that we bought that's glass. You brought that home with you.
You should take it home with me.
No, you said you were taking it home with you.
Bought it.
Exactly. One day you'll be here with me forever. That's the point of getting married.
Married.
So I can kidnap his soul.
Married. Here's this minute, guys. she's an amazing person.
So is he. My best friend. And he's mine. But thank you guys for tuning into this podcast. Be sure to listen to some of the old podcasts if you guys missed it.
Yeah, I don't know how I can make it easier for people to listen. Okay, right now, all you do is go to CozyCryptid.com, right?
Heck, you can even ask your Alexa to play Cozy Cryptid and they will.
Yeah, say, Alexa, play Cozy Cryptid. Okay? Alexa?
Alexa, turn off. She's being witchy right now.
All right, go to CozyCryptid.com, right?
Amanda? In big letters, it says, listen now.
Listen now. Click that.
But you can listen in to anything like Apple Music, Spotify.
But you don't have to go nowhere. You don't have to lead to the webpage. I do. There's a player right under, it says latest episode.
You can scroll and look at all the new episodes.
You can select the episode. Select it. And start playing straight from your browser. You don't have to download no apps or nothing or sign up.
So that's amazing. So all in one place. And all the brands that we speak of is on the brands page on the website.
Yeah. And if you want to be on the show or if any questions, if you want to be on the show, for instance, there's you can buy some merchandise as well. Get some Cozy Cryptid sweater or shirt. A fanny pack or water bottle. Fanny pack is the most useful thing ever.
I know. My coworker wears one at work.
I bet they're so happy.
Yeah, he has everything in there.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, exactly.
It's so useful. I love fanny packs.
But yeah, please check out the website, CozyCryptid.com.
Hey. Meow. Okay, we're going to let these great, wonderful people and listeners not get a discount on the merchandise.
There's a ton of merchandise codes if you go on to brands. Especially for Noah and Lily, if you do Cozy NL30, you get 30% off your order.
Yeah, 30%.
Beautiful, beautiful jewelry. I got complimented all at work asking where I got them. One coworker's like, can I steal those? I'm like, no.
Yeah, they also make sunglasses, which I'll hopefully sooner and later have them arrive. Because I don't know. Because mail, okay, I don't know what's going on with damn shipping places right now, but they're holding on to damn. I work at a shipping place.
Yes, you do.
And they're holding on to damn orders.
Just bullshit. But That's the service.
Because yesterday I was picking stuff from March.
Damn.
In early April.
We're almost in June.
Yeah.
Definitely check out a lot of places since Father's Day is coming up, by the way, throwing that out there. Father's Day will be up in the next, 3 weeks? So look for a gift about your dad, something that he may like, on one of the brands that are on the webpage.
If you want to be a guest, there's a form on there. It's a talk about who you are and how to reach you. We want to talk about and date, good date and time. Usually Sundays are best for me, considering my current work schedule.
Except you spend Sundays with me too, so.
Yeah. So. But if any questions, but if you don't, if you have a question or have a story.
Or you want a shout out or anything along that line.
Yeah. Like a shout out to Game Attack. I've been watching them since 2012.
Holy crap. I've been watching Markiplier since 2010. Or
I've been watching since they came out. They didn't come out in 2012, but the same group of people pretty much. It's
great. I'm gonna
run because
I don't want to talk.
Dog!
Hey, don't
do that. Dog, where are you? Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening, everybody. This has been Tanner and Amanda. She went and got the dog. Thank you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.